Y'all better tune in. Tell a friend the Playboy Comedy is in. I just had some technical difficulties. Do y'all believe that I was just on this radio show, music done played, and I'm sitting up here running my mouth to y'all, telling y'all everything, giving y'all the rundown, and had my damn mic on mute? Forgive me. I'll see you on the line, Tan. Hopefully my other co-host, Jennifer, calls back in. Jennifer, call back in. 313. I know. Oh, either we're going to call you. Let me tell y'all what's going on, man. I have so many things to update y'all on. Y'all got to forgive me for that technical difficulty, y'all. I'm almost losing breath because I just was ready to give y'all all the rundown and tell you everything that's been going on. But unfortunately for me, my silly butt had my mic on mute, which gave us so much dead space. Today, y'all, is June 28th, 2012. The time is 7:05 p.m., and it's going down, y'all. We here. We live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Tune in. Tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in. Make sure you call 310-861-2317 or log on. And you can go online to www.treylove.com, and you can send me a personal email, y'all, to treylove@treylove.com. I see you on the line, Jen. Thank goodness you called back in. You got to forgive me, lady. You know, I was having technical difficulties. I wouldn't even say it was difficult. I had muted my mic, and then I was so excited, y'all, to be back on the radio until I just started running my mouth, not even realizing that I had my damn mic muted. So let me give y'all the rundown of what it's been like these last couple of days, and I'm going to bring my lovely co-host on the line, man, and we just gonna chop it up, man. Today's topic on Handsome Life Radio is, why don't women listen? Why don't y'all listen? If a brother tell you, look, this is what it is, I like you, I like spending time with you, but hey, I think it's better for us, you know what I'm saying, just to be intimate. That's all I want with you. You know, most women, they say, okay. It's funny how y'all agree to that, you know what I'm saying? But then when stuff start going down, you start getting feelings and whatnot, and be like, but why, hold on, we didn't ask for, but why? You and I had a discussion. You told me that it was okay for us to just be intimate and that you were fine with that. And I've had women very close to me, even my old lady tell me some things, you know what I'm saying, about, hey, you know, women get stuff confused. So I'm here to try to break that, break the chain of that, you know what I'm saying? Try to get y'all ladies on point, get you set up for what you really want, you know what I mean? And sometimes, ladies, I'm going to tell you, if you have to relocate, if you have to move, if you have to go different places, because I'm learning here in Los Angeles, California, it's just really a certain culture with the brothers out here. I mean, they may not be too into that, you know what I'm saying? It's rare to find a brother that's really, you know, down and wants to be in a full monogamous relationship. And, I mean, I'm not saying it's for everybody, you know, but ladies, know what to accept. And when a man tells you something, please, ladies, please, 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 please be honest enough and real enough with yourself to accept what he's telling you. I know I got my co-hosts on the line. They're going to be able to run it down. Before I bring them on, though, I want to just give you guys a little update on things that's just been going on in my beautiful, beautiful, handsome life, y'all. I'm so excited about so much. Those of you who know, I have a baby daughter, Sophia Marcelina. Her birthday is March 10th, 2012. That's when she landed. 11:34 p.m., that's when my baby got here. You understand what I'm saying? Changed my life. That little girl is my heart, mind, body, and soul. And the thing is, being in the industry I'm in, of course I wanted to put her in it. So God is in such a the blessing business. Guess what? This Monday, the 25th, we had an audition at 2:30. I can't think of the name of the place, but I know it's on my Facebook, but it was a casting place. We went in, and it was ironic, too, because she was the only infant there, you know, the audition call for infants. So when we walked in, oh, my God, you should have seen the people that were behind the cameras. And it was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, look at this baby. Oh, my God. And my baby girl, I got to give her so many props. And the only thing is, let me tell you what's funny. All I can get her is breast milk. I can't even give her no candy, no treats. You know what I'm saying? I can't give her nothing. And I ain't even got no titties. She got to get the titties from my mama. I can't even buy an outfit that she'll appreciate. But my baby is growing so beautifully, so wonderfully. And the business is her. You know, everywhere we go, people stop, people stare. And what I love is, she's an African-American, and baby, of course, coming from me, but all races, nationalities are like, oh, look at that baby. So long story short, we had the audition on the 25th, which ironically, June 25th, 2012, is 3 years to the day of the passing of the greatest entertainer of all time, Mr. Michael Jackson. So it was just, you know, I just look at fate. You know, February 11th, we had my daughter's baby shower. During the baby shower, Whitney Houston passed. So I'm not what I'm saying is, y'all, you know, I believe in legend. I believe in spirit. And I just truly believe that whatever it is, my daughter, and she's my daughter, you know, and I ain't got a pin roses on myself. Y'all know who y'all on the radio with. You know, this is Mr. Trey Love back at BET Comedy View. You know what I'm saying? Justin Kelly, 20th Century Fox Films, Treasure in the Hood, Warner Brothers Film, you know, with Cat Williams, Ronaldo Ray. Been on set, man, and rocked and done things with the best of them, man. And for me to know what it takes to be in this business, you know, yes, I'm passing the torch to my daughter, but as a father, I'm going to be there to guide and watch her every step of the way. So let me go ahead and run into what really happened, y'all. Got the part. We did the audition Monday, and then I love this when I go to castings because I usually get this by myself. But fortunately for me, my daughter on her exactly three months, and I'm thinking how many days? Let me see. Let me tell you exactly how old she was. 3 months and 14. 3 months and 15 days old, y'all. She did her first audition, and we booked the part. We got the call on the 26th. On the 27th, 11 a.m., we were shooting, and it was just an amazing feeling to be on set doing what I've done for all these years and to be on set with my baby and for us to be on film together, man. I mean, I'm going to get y'all pictures and clips, and, you know, I've recorded everything that I could. You know, proud papa, y'all. I'm just really excited about the future potential of my daughter and knowing how this business is, and not just this business, about how life is. You know, as a man raising a child, you know, is one thing, but even as a man raising a daughter in this day and age, I know I got to be there, man. I got to be there in every way, and I'm dedicated to what I have to do being this girl's father, man. It's so amazing. We had so much fun, man. I mean, it's really, really turning into something with this kid, man. You know, I did the Friday on the 15th of June, just to tell you something, a funny story, y'all. I went on stage with my daughter, you know, and I said, hey, y'all, I couldn't find a babysitter. The crowd went crazy. You know what I mean? So I'm just out here clowning. Shout out to AJ Alexander, man. He got me some New Edition tickets, man. Them boys did their thing over there at the No Kid the other night, man. If you missed it, man, you missed it, bro. Because New Edition, man, they turned it out, man. And Bobby Brown's so cool. Bobby's so cool. And speaking of Whitney, God rest her soul. But, you know, to people that want to say whatever they want to say about Bobby Brown, what I respect and love about Bobby is he got a big middle finger up to the world. You know what I mean? And that's the way it should be, you know, in a game, because people will only do to you what you allow them to do, you know. So what you got to do is you got to, you know, grab yours and go for it every time. And I just got so much respect for Bobby Brown for doing that, man. So I just want to put that out to him, man, and just let everybody know. Let me see what else I got going on. What else happened? Got a shout out. Roz did a show with her out in Compton. Yo, turned it out, man. That was on the 22nd. Had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. And just to give you the heads up on the rest of that day, man, on the 27th, not only did we do the 11 a.m. shoot, I actually got a webisode that I'm being a part of that I had to jump over to do another casting by 3, got over to that, talked to the casting directors, boom. And then last night, jumped on stage at Flappers Comedy Club down in Burbank. And, hey, you know, I consider myself super actor comedian. That's what y'all need to call me from now on. When you see me, say it's super actor comedian. And, you know, my kryptonite is vagina, just so y'all know. So, oh, you put some vagina on me. I'm just thorough. I can't do nothing else. Y'all got to forgive me for that. That's why I have ladies on the line so they can get me. Trey, you just so bad. I'm going to whoop you. Whoop me, baby. Please, please, please. Whoop me. Spank me. You know what I'm saying? Call me anything you want. Just don't call me late for dinner. You hear me now? All right. Oh, and y'all, I'm telling you, I saw something. Karen, I see you over there. I want to just tell you, man, Tina, I hope you're listening. Tina Graham, she had a very bad accident. And you all know her. That Tina Graham is amazing. Google her, go to her Facebook page, yo. Join her and do me a favor, y'all, for me. Say, if you get to her page and you don't know who she is, I'm gonna tell you who she is. She's the one who bought you Bernie Mac. She's the one who bought you Mike Epps. You know what I mean? She's the one of the people that are responsible for bringing you, I'm gonna say, over the last 20 years, every comedian that you know, that you love, black comedian, I'm gonna put it out there and keep it 100, every black comedian that you know has generally pretty much, from the Jamie Foxes, from Cedric Entertainers, I'm serious, y'all, has come through Miss Tina Graham. She is an amazing, amazing woman. So let's pray for her. She had a really bad injury. Her picture's on Facebook. She cut her leg real bad, and she was supposed to come to my birthday party on July 8th, but unfortunately, due to her accident and her injury, she can't do any flying and whatnot. But Tina, just know that over here at Handsome Life, you know, you're in my prayers, man. Tina's done so much even to help and enhance my career. I'm so excited to just be working with this woman. She is just, man, words can't describe Tina Graham again. So let's pray for her and a speedy recovery after her injury. It was really, really horrific. Let me see what else is going on. There's a couple of other things I want to update y'all on. Yeah, me and my baby kicking butt. Okay, let me give y'all the rundown. July 8th, 2012, at Flappers Comedy Club, baby. it is going all the way down. My birthday bash is going to be really, really sick. Let me tell you where this is located. It's 102 East Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, California. $10 at the door, y'all. Two drink minimum, free parking, great food. Hosted by none other than yourself, yours truly, Mr. Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. It's a Diamond Life Entertainment presentation. Sponsors, JCI Realty Group, Indulgent Concept. Shout out to Stevie Mac Radio. Stevie Mac getting down doing his thing, man. He's going to be assisting me with that show and also so much other stuff. Yo, on the lineup, of course, like I said, Stevie Mac's going to be on the lineup. Let me tell you about the people that's on this lineup, man. For those of you who have heard of Mr. Reggie Cow, Reggie and I go back to my fifth time on stage. Give you a background. I met Reggie in 1997. When Monique was, I know you all know Mo Classy, Mo Sassy, Monique. That's what we used to call Monique before she became Monique, before she won Oscars, before the Parkers and all that stuff. We knew her when she was just Mo Classy, Mo Sassy, Monique. I learned a lot from Monique. Monique is a very sweet, sweet woman. And it's funny because now that she's even blown up, when she even got the Oscar, y'all, I ran into Monique somewhere and she said, hey, don't you do comedy? And just the fact that she remembered me, it really touched me because it's one of those things, man, when people know you. Because in the game of L.A., man, in Hollywood, it's not about who you know. It's who knows you, man. Monique knows me. So that's very important and very touching and warm to my heart. Reggie Carroll, who is her brother, a lot of people don't know that. That is her flesh and blood brother. He will be performing on my show, and I'm telling you, spit fire comedy. I'm telling you, boy, come through. Y'all finna have a good goddamn time. Brett Riley, oh my God, this dude, man, I don't even want to get into what Brett does, man. I watched Brett the other day at the Improv Comedy Club, and I'm just like, I'm telling you, I was floored. I was like, oh my God, this show is about to be amazing. And ladies and gentlemen, the headliner of my birthday party is none other than Queen of Comedy, Miss Hope Flood. So, man, I'm telling you, just be ready to get down. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a little music, right? And as soon as I finish the music, I'm going to come back and I'm going to introduce both of my lovely co-hosts, man, because I'm telling you, it's going down on here, man. I hope y'all jamming because we jamming, all right? This California, man, I'm living out here in this good California Hollywood sun. Big fun under the sun, man. We're going to take a little music. As soon as we come back, we're going to hear from Tan and Jen. It's going down. All right, y'all. Church. California.
I try.
May he rest in peace. Still got that flavor, man. Every time you hear Pac, you know what I'm saying, you shed a little tear, but at the same time, you know, you just thank God for the moment and thank Pac for sharing his moment with us, man. You know, that's California love. Speaking of California love, I want to introduce y'all to both of my lovely co-hosts. First of all, let me tell you something about these ladies, man. Y'all know I'm a go-getter. You know what I'm saying? You know I go gets down. So the people that I associate with and roll with, they got to be the same way. If you ain't no go-getter and you ain't getting down, if you, like Cat Williams say, if you doing the same thing this week that you was doing last week, I'm not messing with you. So both of these ladies are queens in their own right. I'm going to tell you about this young lady, Tan Monet. Go to my Facebook page on Comedian Trey Love. I'm going to post some pictures of her and show you, you know, this young, phenomenal actress. The lady, and what I like is, I like when people go above and beyond just, say, being an actor, or I'm beautiful, see me and put me in this. This young lady just obtained her master's degree in acting and film from the New York Film Academy right here in Los Angeles, California. So we are blessed to have this lady, you know what I'm saying, coming through, getting down for us. She's going to tell us what's going on with her projects. And, you know, I'm going to tell y'all, I don't have this week, but next week I'm definitely going to have her cut play because I tried to upload it, y'all. But Spike Teals, and Tan, I know you're on the line. Share that on my page real quick just to tell you, man, this chick ain't no joke, man. I mean, just like me, actor, comedian. Well, I don't think she's a comedian. She's funny when she want to be. But actress, entertainer. You know, acting, film, I'm trying to get down with her. You know what I'm saying? She blow up and be like, oh, no, Trey Love, I ain't got no tickets for him. I'll be like, man, get her. Anyway, and my other homegirl, y'all, Jennifer Renee. Jennifer Renee, actress, entertainer. She's actually more behind-the-scenes young lady. She works with a lot of different people, magazines, pushing, and she was also part of Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2. So major shout out for her for that, y'all. Jennifer Renee, go to both of my pages, y'all. Comedian Trey Love, artistically Trey Love. I'm going to be sharing more information about these two dynamic superstars that are co-hosting my show with me today on Handsome Life Radio. Also tell you about a little bit about how I met Jen and what made me kind of even ask her to get on this show with me. The other week, I know you guys that do follow me saw that I put up some pictures from LA Film Indie and from LA Indie Film and Music Summit that was at the LA Convention Center. That was last week on the 16th. Yeah, a couple weeks ago on the 16th. This young lady was at it, y'all. You know, it's like one of those things. And the thing is, with it being such a major affair, we were both shocked that being in Los Angeles, California, that there weren't more people there. But what we were able to do was hustle. Got all up in Robbie Reed face, got all up in Twinkie face. You know what I'm saying? These are major casting people that can literally, with a phone call or the right spot, change your life. We was all up and they grill, and this young lady was hustling, had her business cards, had her poise on. She was actually working with the management team. I'll let her get into all that and give you more details on herself, you know what I'm saying, when I bring it live. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to open up the mic for Tan Monet, because, see, y'all got to check it out. You know, I told her how to shoot and got a little degree and everything. You know what I'm saying? I just used to call her Tan, right? You know, my homegirl. You know what I'm saying? We cool. You know, she Carolina. Now she came out here. Oh, no, I have my master's in film and acting. So, no, you can call me Tan Monier right now. So I tell you what, we're going to let her tell you what to call her, and we're going to call her anything. But, again, don't call her late. You understand what I'm saying? Because the girl's ready to get down. So welcome to, hold on, let me get some mood music. You know how you have to have mood music? Let me find some mood music for this girl, because she, oh, yeah, this will fit her right here. This will fit her.
Baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel like chemistry. I won't let no one come and take your place. 'Cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. If no one else let me like you do, that's why I don't mind spend my life with you. I wanna please you any way I can.
Gentlemen, I would like at this time to welcome to Handsome Life Radio a one in a million talent, Tan Monier.
Hello, hello. What's going on, Trey and Jen?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Jen ain't on yet. Her mic's still closed.
But
see, right now, okay. It's all about you. What's happening, girl?
Nothing much. I'm just finished up with my Master of Fine Arts degree. And as you know, I just finished executive producing, writing, and starring in a short film that I made called What's Underneath, which was screened at Warner Brothers a week ago.
Wow.
And, yeah, and I have a couple of people looking at it.
Congratulations on that.
Thank
big
you.
Time. Y'all see that screening at Warner Brothers? Told you I was late. I think the line is wrong here. Oh, sorry. I got excited when you see Warner Brothers.
Yeah, and I have a couple of people thinking about helping me make it into a feature film soon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got one question. Do you have a part for the handsome, light-skinned brother, you know what I'm saying, with the attitude?
You know,
you got
I already know you was going to ask that, but you know that.
And look at me just
already
calling
know.
Myself handsome. You heard that? Like, do you have a part for the handsome brother? You know, because I mean,
course.
Hey. Okay, just making sure, you know what I'm saying? Because girls be describing me as eye candy. You know what I'm talking about?
So okay.
You got to give it to the children.
Oh,
so, man,
I'm scared of you.
You better be, if you got any sense. Let me. So before I bring Jen on, just give the people a little more about your background. I know that you're from Carolina. And just because, see, what it is, what I like to share with people is what made us who we are. Like, give them a little bit of the background. What made Tan wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm finna go to L.A. and I'm gonna be Tan Monier. That's what I'm finna do. To give the people a little bit of that before I bring Jen on.
Well, I'm from South Carolina, born and raised. When I finished up my undergrad, I had that in theater. So I was gonna come move out here because I always wanted to do acting and in the entertainment industry. Everything about it I love. So after that, I was like, well, you know, let me go out there, get some training in film, because not only I didn't want to just act, I wanted to be able to work behind the camera and in front.
Mm.
So that's the main reason why I decided to get my master, so I can learn everything around it and work from there.
Mm-hmm. So I like the way you operate. Yeah. You like the way to work things from the front and the back, huh? That's
awesome. See, you want to.
You know how I roll. Y'all, check out my page, y'all. Very beautiful girl. Are you on, able to get on Facebook right now, Tan?
Not at the moment. I'm not able to get on
right
now.
Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, well, everybody tune in to Mind on Comedian, because I'm going to post our pictures up. All right, let me get the mood music ready for our other co-hosts finna come in. Let me see. I got to get her some fly shit. How'd you like your intro music? Was it tight? Was it hot?
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure, because, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't need no problems. You know, we get off the radio and be like, Nick, don't you ever. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's a great song. Not mad at you at all.
Good stuff. All right, now this one here is for Jennifer Renee. Y'all lay back. We're going to bring her to the set the way she's supposed to be brought to the set. This is blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317. Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in with some friends. Here she come, y'all. Give me a second. Let me go ahead and get her mood music going.
It's about that time, y'all. Rough Riders. You know, that long is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all tuned in, because Miss Jennifer Renee is on the line. Yo, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you today, darling?
Hello, hello. I love my intro music.
That's what I'm talking about.
It goes down.
Yes. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jennifer Renee. Shout out to Tam. Shout out to Trey Love at Handsome Radio. I'm really excited that he asked me to co-host. Just to give you guys a little bit of background about me, I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and I like to consider myself self-made. If anybody knows about Detroit, it is rough. So it's really rough.
I feel like I got punched in the mouth when you said that. Let me tell you something. You was like, let me tell y'all something about Detroit, just in case y'all got it twisted. You understand what I'm saying? If you know something, go ahead. I'm sorry. Like,
No. But the entertainment world is not big in Detroit, so I ended up actually getting my start in Atlanta. And I started out doing theater. I was working on I had a lead role in a play called True Love, and it toured all throughout Atlanta. We did Charlotte, and we did some more cities in the southeast region. And eventually I migrated to Los Angeles, where I got my start in film. And so I've been focusing on my acting career. As Trey know, I have a background in marketing, so I do a lot with entertainment marketing. Currently, I'm with RKD Management, which is a really, really great music and talent management company, and we represent clients from Laz Alonso to Lance Gross and Tasha Smith. So definitely check us out. Just, you know, Google us or go to www.rkdmusic.com. And that's the story of me. And I was so excited to meet Trey because, as he mentioned, when I was at this conference, we were getting it in. Everybody already thought we knew each other because we were just going so hard. And that's how it should be. When you really want something and you're really focused about it, you have to, you know, commit and go all the way in and take risks.
Well, you know, I want to thank you, first of all, for doing what you do, you know, calling in, being part of this show, because, I mean, like I said, your energy was just amazing. When I met you over the past weekend, I mean, I saw your hustle. This was the type of person, y'all, just to put it out there, she was there first. You know what I mean? She was there early in the morning, business cards in hand. And the thing is, I try to show people it's a certain professionalism, a certain essence that you have to have in this business. And I saw something in you, and it was like, hey, what's up? You know, it was a bond. It was a quick friendship. And here we are today. You live on Handsome Life Radio. So you make sure you shout that out and let everybody know where you're going to be every week on Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. getting down with old Trey. You know, because I am a fan. You understand what I'm saying? Do you hear me?
You heard some. Hey, you hear some.
Thank you. I seen somebody almost fine as me and got scared. Anyway, no, I'm
sorry. Were you looking in the mirror, Trey?
Yes. I passed by. I was like, oh, Lord, thank you. There he is. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play one quick song, and then we're going to come back with our subject, which is why don't women listen. I've had even conversations with my lovely baby's mama. That's right, and I can say baby's mama if I want to, because that's what she is. She's my baby's mama. So we had a conversation about, you know, some things like where women get it twisted. You know, okay, well, I like him, so eventually he's going to like me. I keep putting that good thing on. No, ladies, it does not work like that. I mean, that good thing, I'm going to tell you something. It's hard. I'm going to tell you from experience. It's hard to let go of that good stuff. But if you got to, you just got to. I mean, I told you from the giddy-up that I didn't want you to be my woman. So we're going to discuss a few things, man. We're going to get it down. I'm going to play a little music, man, and when we come back, we're going to have these two lovely ladies give their opinions on just life and how they feel about this. You know what I mean? So we're going to jam a little bit, y'all. I'm going to take it old school for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. Tell a friend. The Playboy of Comedy is in. blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. www.treylove.com. You can email me at treluv@treylove.com. Holla at your boy. I'm wide open. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to play, we can play.
Army with harmony.
Other people's property, other people's stuff. You know, P can stand for a number of things. That's a very classic hit by Naughty by Nature. And I'm also happy and proud to announce, y'all, that the lady who sits on the co-anchor of this show, you know what I'm saying, the queen, the diva that does it all, you know what I'm saying, stand tall. We're going to welcome her. You know what? I got some good music for her. Hold on. Let me get her music. Hold on, her music. She going to like this. She going to like this. You know, Nina, Nina, I'm calling her thing. She ain't even, Nia Hernandez, y'all. Let me get a good little song for her. Let me see something here. I got to play something, y'all, that's going to make her just say, Negro. You know what I mean? Thought y'all was going to get it, huh? I ain't going to get it to you like that. This one goes out to our lovely co-host, about to come on, light this thing up, y'all, and we're going to get into it. Yeah.
Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, with you. Yo, yo, but I have to be slaved, I got slaved by my tail. But this show, yo, was made by woman and male. I'm all about her right up in the water. But I aren't the period to handle any male, any time, any rhyme, any flow, any show. And if you ask my producer, tell me why, no, no.
Girl, how you been, man? What's up?
Hey, hey, hey. Good to be back. Been doing my thing out there trying to handle business on the home front. You know, got to be moms first and everybody else later.
I heard that. I heard that. You just out here trying to function, right, sister?
Of course. And you know I was going to jump you because I heard you bring somebody else on with my music. And I was like, oh, hell no, he did not bring somebody else in to my music. But it's okay. I understand circumstances.
Understood. My bad. And I just want to put out there to everybody and let everybody know there was some miscommunication. And to all those who do not know, you need to know that Nia Hernandez, go to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Go to treylove.com, click on Handsome Radio, and you will see myself and lovely co-host holding it down. Nia is here. It's official. But just so y'all know, life is to be lived, and sometimes she won't be able to make it. Sometimes I won't be able to make it, but guess what? We got each other back. I got her. She got me. It's like Ike and Tina, Gina. You understand what I'm saying? It's going down. So just tell everybody what's up with you, man. Give them a quick rundown. Tell them how you been. You know what I mean? Talk to the listeners for a minute.
Oh, man, I've been wonderful. I've been doing a whole lot of things, trying to get more on the backside of the business, you know. Started out more, you know, in front of the camera, and I'm trying to get to the backside of the camera. Behind the scenes, not so much with the photos and everything, but, you know, just trying to get into the operational aspect of it. Doing some things with getting some sales and marketing going on for semi-pro football teams coming up real soon. Got some events that we're promoting, which I'm doing from, again, behind the scenes. So, you know, keeping busy that way. And, of course, I got to maintain my career, got to pay bills at home. So between all of that and then getting, you know, my education further in that, I've just been extremely, extremely busy, but would never, never leave the show. You are my fam, Handsome Life Radio. This is what we do.
For sure, and that's Church. And so, yeah, I'm going to bring Tan on. I'm going to bring both ladies on because I think you have something in common. Tan, she likes to work from the front and the behind the scenes too, you know, and I'm kind of into that. I like that. Tan, you know, I want you to meet Nia. Tan, Jennifer, Nia, y'all all meet each other, you know, because I see from all three of you beautiful ladies, you like to work the front and the back. And, you know, that kind of turns me on, to be honest with you.
I knew where your mind was going. I already know.
Women over here. Boy, I heard y'all. I heard all them attitudes. Y'all, I opened up the mics, and when I said, you know what? He just needs to sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. So beautiful, wonderful ladies, yo. And I'm telling everybody, all my fellas, yo, if you tuned in, man, I'm going to be throwing the pictures up. These ladies are fine, all three of them with a capital F. And what we're going to do is we ain't going to waste no time, y'all. We're going to go right into the segment. And just like I said, people, from this point on, the show may be from 7 to 8, depending. Like tonight, we may go to 8:30 because I have these lovely ladies on. The lines are lit up. I might, you know, depending on tonight. It really depends on y'all. But I want to make sure that everyone knows every week, on Thursday, a minimum from 7 to 8 p.m., you can tune in to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife and talk to these young, lovely young ladies, and we will have different topics, different shows, different things we'll be discussing. This week, the topic we are discussing, everyone, is I came up with this. Women, why don't y'all listen? Why don't women listen? And I've talked to several different women and gotten the same exact answer. Like, women, y'all like be like, well, he may have said that, but he keeps coming to my house. He keeps making love to me. He keeps, you know, when he wants to date, he takes me out. We go to the movies. But if the brother told you straight up, look, all that's wonderful, but I don't want to make you my woman. Why is it that women don't listen to that? First lady to jump in, please do. Talk to me.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to say the reason why I believe women, and not that's not all women, but I believe that there are certain women out there that hear that, but they don't process it, is because, you know, women are naturally emotional creatures. So we feel like if we get in and we play the role and we do all the things that the girlfriend, wifey, boo thing does, then, of course, it's automatic that we just get the title that comes along with it. Unfortunately, those women don't understand how men work. And so because of that, they put themselves in situations where they're bound to be hurt in the end. And the man is looking like, but I told you at the beginning. And the woman's like, but yeah, I'm doing all this stuff and I'm holding you down. So, of course, I have to be the one. And what's crazy is I had a meeting with someone in the same exact situation. Dude is like hitting on me. I know his girl. You know, we all get together on the weekends. But he's like, but she's not my woman. And I'm like, but she's the one that brings, you know, all the your kids to the games, and she does this and she does that, and she's wearing a ring, and, you know, every time I see you, I see her. She's like a shadow, but she's not my woman. And I'm like, okay, but I don't think she knows that.
Okay, let me get, because I heard somebody over there ready. Which one is it, Tana or Jen? Who wants to go first?
That was me. I just wanted to say that I think there is this myth that, or I'm not even going to say myth, maybe interpretation about power in the pussy. And lot of women think that their power is so powerful that that they can literally change the mindset of men, that they can change them, and that maybe if he gets a whiff of my nookie, and maybe if he had a taste of my cookie, then he'll change his mind. And really, that's not how it works. It's still pussy. What he was interested in was the pussy, and at the end of the day, generally that's the note that he's going to leave on. And so a lot of women don't understand, you know, the separation or how men could just think about just that. Like, well, eventually he'll like me. Eventually,
right.
You know, while we're going through this little, you know, I don't know what you call it, but kind of these, you know, little flings, eventually
right.
He'll fall in love with me.
I want to let Tan jump in real quick because we ain't got a lot of time, but I'm feeling that because I'm damn sure coming back to that power. Hold on, let me write that down because we got to come back. And I'm going to just tell y'all right now, the show has gone kind of long. We're going to come back to this topic next week. Power of that good, sweet, nasty, gushy stuff. But say it one more. Before I let Tan come back in, I want you to say it one more time for me, Jen. I just love when women say it. When women say the word, it's better to me. Just say it one more time. Just say it.
The power of the planet.
Say it with the double S's. Say it with the
no,
two S's.
No, I don't want to say it with the double S. It's so like, you know.
You started off with
know.
It. You started off with it. Well, listen, ladies, I'm going to say it backwards. Y'all ever heard pussy backwards? Let me say it backwards. Y'all listening, ladies?
Yep.
Pay due attention. This is how you say pussy backwards. This is how you Listen, ladies, this is how you say it backwards. Pay due attention. Listen real, real good. I'm finna put my mouth close to the mic. Listen, ladies, this is how you say it backwards. Did y'all? One more time. Listen, this is how you say pussy backwards. Yeah, did you get a feel?
Is that a Trey original?
That is a Trey original right there. Now, Tan, give your opinion of what makes women think that, because what Jen said was very powerful and very true.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, sometimes men were arrogant about certain things, but I do know that you ladies are very arrogant about your sex game. So talk to the people and tell them your opinion on that.
Okay, like going off of her, I feel like that's where some women get messed up, that they think that they can change a man. But really, you cannot change a man. The man has to want to change himself. And it's all about, like, the understanding. Like, we hook up, and it's only on the sexual level, and if the girl, you know, catches more feels than him, that's her problem. But you need to understand that that's not what he wants.
Woof.
You know?
Woof. Keeping it 100. All right. Okay. So let's say, okay, y'all, Nia said that she's trying to figure out, like, okay, because Nia's coming from the angle I'm coming from, and where you may think, the woman may take care of me, she may feed me, she may clothe me, she may take me places, we may do things together, but I told you that I didn't give you the title. You took the title. You understand? I'm going to say this. I was watching Sly and the Family Stone's Unsung. And if you haven't seen that, to everybody out there, I have so much respect for what TV One is doing, because a lot of these major million-selling stars from the 60s and 70s have been so overlooked. And I appreciate what TV One is doing, telling these people's stories, because these people's stories need to be heard. The lady who played the trumpet in the band, she said that she was in a relationship with Sly, and she said, "I came into this relationship with him eyes wide open." She said, "I can't claim to be his woman, but I can tell you this, that is my man." Oh, that turned me on when she said it. I'm talking about, I got a TiVo, y'all. Every time I'm feeling down, I go to that. She said, "I can't claim to be his woman, but I'm letting you know right now, that's my man." And see, I'm understanding where Nia's coming from. The brother may be flirting with Nia, you know, trying to holler at her, but Nia's like, wait a minute, she's a woman. And see, y'all have a certain kind of bond. I call it the sisterhood, a mutual respect for each other. You may not be saying that, he may not say, "Oh, that's not my woman," but Nia coming from a female's perspective, you know, from the opposite end of it, wait a minute, you're saying that's not your woman, but every time I see you, I see her. I want Tan to kind of come in on that, because Tan kind of mentioned something about, like, don't get it twisted. Tan, do you kind of, give me your feedback on how you feel about the statement that the young lady that was with Sly saying that that's my man, even though I can't claim to be his woman. How do you feel about that? Okay, she must be busy.
What I would say to that is, you know, obviously that woman's delusional, and I'll take it to this new show that's on, Love and Hip Hop. And
yes, I saw
it.
Somebody got some noise.
Sitting here with a dude dedicated to him for 15 years, and he's doing nothing but cheating on you. What are women saying about themselves? We don't value ourselves enough to go find us a real man. I'm going to sit by for 15 years and wait for this dude to throw me table scraps, and I'm just going to hold on to that. I get what the heart wants, the heart wants. But let's use our brain sometime and think, is this healthy for me? Is this cool for me? This dude is up here sleeping with other chicks, unprotected, and God knows what he's bringing home to her. And she's just like, but I love him. Well, hell, what about what's good for you? When do you start thinking about what's good for you? Because he may say he loves you, but his actions show otherwise.
Wow. How do you feel about it, Jen? And tell me a little bit about your relationship status that you're currently in. Because the reason why I like to talk to women is because women, I think, for you guys personally, and you know, this is coming from a male point of view, I can really see where it's difficult for you all. Because first of all, it's many more women on this planet than it is men. You know, men, and that's been throughout history, men die in wars. You know, men are kind of, you know, we're kind of, and especially in the African-American community, we're kind of shunned. You know, it's like women like to get together and forget that they do have a man, that you need a man to love, protect, be with you, and kind of be there for you. But how do you feel about, you know, just give us a little bit of your angle from it, Jen.
Okay, about women needing men or about the understanding?
About the understanding, because that's really what we're on this week.
Okay. Well, to me, to me, I feel like, personally, we should value ourselves more than to just be, you know, just an object, in my opinion. I feel like when you have that understanding with someone, it's almost like you're saying, I'm willing to discredit myself just to make you happy. And that's something that I feel like comes from a mental state of mind of a female. Where are you in your life at a place where you feel that, really, it's okay for you to be someone side chick, or where it's okay for you to just be that late night phone call? What is it about yourself that you lack, or that you don't feel you have enough value added to deserve someone who wants all of you for you?
Okay, well, here's
my question
real quick.
And then there are some women.
No, I was going to say, here's my question real quick. What about for the women that see us as a piece or your object? Or, dang, I need to call
Usually when women... Usually that's women who've been burnt, women who've been through the game, and they're really, they say that they don't want a relationship. But I guarantee you, Prince Charming came along and really swept them off their feet, that they'll change their mind. But the reality of it is, that's not everybody's situation. So, again, it comes back to the mental, it comes back to numbing the pain. Okay, well, now I'm numb. I'm desensitized to everything that's going on. Oh, I like that guy. Hey, you know, come here. Come over to my place. And really, that's not how they feel, and that's really in their heart not what they want, but that's the image that they portray to make it okay.
Wow. Wow, that's a powerful opinion. Well, check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is 5 minutes to go. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and we're going to plug, we're going to promote, we're going to push, and then we're going to be out of here because we're going to come back with this subject next week because this one was hot. And I really enjoy just all three of you ladies, I really want to thank you for taking the time to spend with me on the radio today and also sharing that insight. I love the insight because that's how we're going to grow as a race, as a people, as a as couples. We have to have understanding, and understanding is men being able to communicate with women and women being able to communicate with men, because if we don't do that, y'all, we lost. So, Tam, are you still on the line with me, Tam, on that?
Yes, I'm back now. I had a line difficulty.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now, but you tell us anything and we'll believe it. Anyway.
What? Don't even do me like that.
You know, we do you like that. All right, just real quick, give me about 30 seconds, give you a shout out, tell everybody love, and that they'll catch you here next week. It's your flow, Tam.
Sorry, I have difficulties again.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's cool. We always have difficulties, but go ahead, run it.
Nice seeing y'all out here tonight. We'll see y'all next week. Everybody out there who knows me, love y'all. Talk to you later.
Church. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next we're going to have Jennifer Renee give her shout-outs, goodbyes, and tell her what she got going on. Jennifer. Jen. Jennifer Renee. Is it me, y'all?
Technical difficulties.
Right. I'm saying her mic is open. Jen, where you at, girl? Jennifer Renee gone once.
I'm here. My background is noisy. You know I got to get off at 7:50.
Oh, yeah. You got to go at 7:50. Just say your shout-outs real quick and deuce us out, babe.
Well, I want to, of course, shout-out RKD Management. I definitely want to shout-out Handsome Radio. You guys stay tuned in because I know we're going to have some good times. And really, that's all the shout-outs I have right now.
All right, that's cool. Chuck, D-Town, we scared of – hey, y'all ever seen that? Look, go look up on YouTube, y'all. It's so cold in the D.
That is not.
Some of y'all, you know what, I'm going to post that on Facebook tonight. I'm going to post that tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, last and definitely not least, actually first, our co-host, man, who holds it down, who been there, who built this radio show, you know what I'm saying, from the ground up, from the foundation to the administration, you understand what I'm saying, from the hill to the rooftop, yo. All right, the mic is open to Nia Hernandez. Holla at the people, girl.
Hey, just my last shout-out for the evening would be to my host, Trey Love. It's good being back on the radio with you. I miss you and my Blog Talk Radio fam. I am excited about what's coming up. Shout out to all my friends and all the listeners. Thanks for your love and support, and I look forward to the future. I think we're going to be doing big things.
Oh, it's going to go down over here. All right, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to come to my birthday party, July 8th, 2012, at Flappers.